Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior. He's running around here, man. You know, we out here fighting these allergies again. But you know, we're going to get after it. We are going to get after it. But today, as I drop this podcast, man, we are transmitting to you on a beautiful weekend, an opportunity to recharge and reset. And as I drop this episode, today is Saturday for us. But like I always say, there's no telling what day you might hear this. And so it is definitely my desire to ensure that this is something that is worth listening to no matter what day you hear it. And on today, I want to talk about how we speak to ourselves. Recently here, I did the Self-Empathy Scorecard, which was authored and created by Tammy Triolo, PCQ Consulting. And she's actually going to be a guest on the Help Myself Podcast for Women's History Month. And I did pretty well on the majority of the scorecard, but I knew I was going to have trouble in the areas of how I treat myself, specifically and especially how I speak to myself, like the harsh language I use towards myself when I feel like I'm not doing what I need to be doing, when I make mistakes, when I am feeling discouraged about something or not doing something that I feel like I not only need to be doing, but have the wherewithal to do. That self-talk can be a little discouraging, to be honest. And I think sometimes we are operating in the world and wanting to do everything we can to speak kindly and encouraging to others and desiring the same for ourselves. But we're not spreading that same intention to ourselves. We're not talking kindly to ourselves. We are not showing up for ourselves. We are not encouraging ourselves when things aren't necessarily going the way that they should. And so today I want to encourage you to be mindful of how you speak to yourself first, but I don't want to just leave it in mindful. I don't want you to just be taking notes on how you are. I want you to change it for the positive. I want you to be just as, if not more, encouraging to yourself than you are to others. I want you to build and lift yourself up. And guess what? I'm talking to myself too. So not only am I asking you to do it, I'm going to take this journey because we really need to work on how we speak to ourselves.